Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1825, Artesian Water Company Incorporated. We're here to serve.
And again, Mr. Chairman, this is a project that they're forward thinking on. Sounds as if they're going to be providing some relief for Jefferson School by taking over their water treatment facility. And I have no concerns about this project being approved or recommending approval. Fellow commissioners?
I have just one thought on that, is that what constitutes underway? The uses that are going on out there now are already underway, so I would suggest that they don't count. Would have to be something different other than what's happening now, maybe. Just a thought. I'm just one guy.
I mean, as far as the wells go.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe they want to get a tower site approved just in case,
That's why I asked the question.
I'm not saying that I necessarily object to that. It just makes me a little just a shade uncomfortable. But
we haven't seen we've had 12-15 applications by several utility companies in the last couple of years, but we haven't seen either one of them really do a whole lot.
They haven't stuck up too many towers, have they?
The conditional use process allows for 1 year plus two extensions, which gives them three, but
yeah.
It doesn't sound like three is going to be the number.
They're going to be coming back anyway.
It depends on what how you consider the quarter acre with the wells, because it's going to be there, it's going to be the well, and they're going to utilize them at the other facility. On the same site, it's an expansion by easement. So I don't know.
Well, are they going to use the existing well on the existing site for anything other than the school?
No, they were going to create a line from that well to serve other projects. For a start, they were going to be utilizing the facility. They said they're going to run a line to interconnect with Elizabethtown.
Without a tower first.
But if that's what they do, if they service any other site from that existing well, then
they're underway. Okay. All right. I'm good. Okay.
But that's what they have to do, is they have to make it more than the existing
site. They
got to
do something. Okay. I'm good with that.
And it's going to be pretty fact specific, whenever that time rolls around.
And once they've done that, then it's become a public utility site.
Regional, right? Yeah.
But until then, private use.
Have they got that CPC in or whatever they need?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was part of the exhibit, as I recall.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So then we're okay with them operating. We don't need to worry about a time restriction on developing the other.
That's already in the code.
That's already in the code, so it doesn't matter. I mean, up to them. I'll go ahead and.
Okay.
Let's see how fast they come back from site plan.
Yeah.
Need that approval.
See if any of us are still here.
Yeah, right.
When they do.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1825 for Artesian Water Company for a regional central water facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed use of the subject property as a regional central water facility is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties in the county. The regional water facility with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have an adverse impact upon the county, its residents, or the environment. The regional water facility is appropriate for this site because it is in an area where central water is not otherwise available. In addition, Artesian is going to take over the existing water facility owned and operated by the Jefferson School. The Jefferson School has consented to this application. The proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission, DENREC, and the Department of Health. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One unlighted sign shall be permitted on the site to identify the operator of the system. With the exception of emergency generators and wells that may be located on the site, all of the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. Any elevated water tower constructed on the site shall be neutral in color and shall not include any signage other than necessary for emergency identification. Final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, and it shall include the proposed location of any elevated water storage tanks or towers. It shall also include a landscape plan showing all vegetation buffers and existing trees that will remain.
Question.
Sir.
Should we not put a limitation on the height of that water tower?
They said 145, is that?
You didn't put it in your motion.
It's what's on the drawing.
That was on the drawing?
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Well, wait a minute, what's on the drawing is plus or minus.
And that's what, that's
well,
what
yeah.
Like
how so much plus?
Could be so plus or minus how much?
180 or, you know.
Yeah, let's make it cap it at 150.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed 150 feet.
And the height of any proposed water tower shall not exceed 150 feet in height.
Location.
And the location will abide by the wellhead protection ordinance.
Well, they didn't have to do that anyway. My concern is the impact on adjacent properties with the height.
Yeah, that's why I think it said in there that the, it has to show up on the final site plan where they're going to put it so that the commission has oversight on where it is in relation to that property, because they moved it around in their testimony.
Yeah, they did.
You know?
Yeah.
That's subject to our approval.
Yeah.
But it has to stay in the 2 acres.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, right now.
It's got to stay in that rectangle, but what I think we were wanting was we wanted it as far away from the adjacent properties.
Yeah, and my concern is in the record, it shows it in one location.
Right. Yeah.
And absent any other guidance, that's what you're going to get. And well, it's too easy to miss.
Yeah, true.
The idea that it should be moved away from the property.
So you could just add, if you wanted to, just that one phrase, say that, and it shall be relocated away, as far away as possible from properties of other owners.
In the western quadrant.
Centrally located within the 2 acre parcel?
No, we want it off to one side.
Well, on the westernmost side, not the easternmost side.
Put that to the westernmost side of the 2 acre parcel.
Yeah. That gets it away from the property line, but it's still within the
right.
2 acres.
Within the 2 acres.
Furthermore, the location of the water tower, if any, shall be towards the westerly side of the 2 acre parcel.
That's good.
To provide additional buffer from nearby residential owners.
Water tower and other facility on the 2 acre parcel shall be located on the western portion of that 2 acre site. Is that right?
That's what I thought I said.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use numbers 1835. I'm sorry, 1825. Artesian Water Company Incorporated for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.